Hello.
Hi, Jimmy Urich. Good afternoon. My name is John, and I'm calling from a recorded line. I'm an intake specialist for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Have you or someone you know received Depo injections in the past and later developed health complications that may be linked to the injections?
Yes.
Okay, would that be you or someone you know?
That's me.
I'm sorry to hear that. So how long were you on Depo Provera for?
From 20, for I guess let's say 3 years, about 3 years.
Okay. And then when was your last injection?
Ooh, 2023, I stopped taking it, about August.
Okay, August of 2023, okay. Now, did you later develop a meningioma, which is a type of tumor that lies near our brain in the meninges membrane?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. So that's what this lawsuit's about. It's filing a claim for compensation for damages because you probably did not know that there's evidence that links meningiomas to the Depo injections. Have you gotten an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit to get legal representation?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm, before I go further, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Is that true?
That's correct.
Okay. And I'm sorry that you are the injured party, so you'd be filing a claim for yourself?
Correct.
Okay. And then you are a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And I just wanted to confirm, you did answer this question. You did use Depo Provera for at least 1 year and later developed a meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. And was that a meningioma of the spine or of the brain?
The brain.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. And when did you receive the diagnosis of a meningioma?
It was late, like the middle of August.
Okay.
Up to 23.
Okay, so I'll put August 15th, 2023 is when you got diagnosed approximately with a meningioma?
Yeah, I know it was like the middle of August.
Okay, approximate dates are okay because if you meet the criteria, the law firm would request medical records to get the dates and all correct. Can I get your date of birth, please?
2/14/92.
Okay, February 14th, 1992?
Correct.
And then... do you know anyone else, Jamar, that has received Depo injections and also developed a meningioma?
I do know somebody else, but I'm not exactly sure if it was the meningioma they had or if it was something different. But I do know somebody else who was taking it.
Okay, good. Great. Towards the end of our call, no matter what the outcome is going to be, I will send you a text message that'll serve as a record of our conversation, and you can share my contact information with that person. I'll do an interview and see if they also need help, meet the criteria and can get legal assistance. All right. Thank you, Jamara. Now, did you use the brand name injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
You said that I used the brand name?
Yeah, the brand name made by Pfizer.
Yes, okay. It's Pfizer.
And just to confirm, was it Depo Provera or Depo Sub-Q Provera?
Depo Provera.
Okay, thank you. All right. And then you already answered this question, which is, did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year? You can confirm yes?
Yes.
And then within the year, that 1 year period, did you have at least 4 injections prior to getting diagnosed with a meningioma?
Yes, I got a shot once every 3 months.
That's right.
And okay. I was on it for like 3 years.
Got it. Okay. And speaking of on it for 3 years, the law firm would like approximate dates of when you're receiving injections. So could you provide me your best guess for the start date, when you started receiving injections?
Okay. So I started taking, I got on the Depo in November of 2020.
Okay. So I'll put November 1st, 2020. Okay. And then approximately since you were diagnosed with a meningioma and you said 3 years, so that'd be about 2023. Mm-hmm. Do you know when you stopped getting injections approximately?
I stopped in August.
Okay, I'll say August 1st, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Just 2 weeks before you got diagnosed with a meningioma. Would that be all right?
Correct. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And again, these are approximate dates. Okay.
Right.
And then, all right. So can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then the legal name is Jamira. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Jamira.
Jamira. Okay. And that's spelled J-A-M-I-R-A.
Correct.
And Jamira, do you have a middle initial?
N.
N as in Nicole?
Correct.
Okay. And last name is Marsh, M-A-R-S-H?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. And then I take it you probably don't have a suffix to your name, like junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay. And then it does appear that you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. So I will be having you sign a legal agreement between you and the law firm to allow mm-hmm. the law firm to represent you to get you compensated for damages. And when we mean compensation, the law firm is going to help you calculate what you should be reimbursed for medical bills, for pain and suffering, and a loss of income from maybe missing work for treatment, or if you just can't mm-hmm. work at all. Okay. But the law firm also does need to request medical records. So they do need your social for medical records purposes. Could you provide me your social?
My social?
Yes.
Is there any way other than, because I don't really feel comfortable giving my whole social out over the phone.
Jamira, I actually understand. So the law firm does allow just the last four. That'll protect your privacy.
Okay, 9575.
9575. Okay. Again, this is for requesting medical records. So they submit the form to the hospital or the doctor, and then they just check your name, last four social to make sure they got the right medical records, just in case there happens to be more than one Jamira Marsh. Okay. The other thing is, you know that if you meet the criteria, you'll be signing a legal agreement along with a request mm-hmm. for medical records. Anything you sign, copies will be sent to your email address. I have your email addresses, basically your first and last name spelled just as is, at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then this phone number I'm speaking to you on, it does belong to you. It's your cell phone?
Correct.
856-656-3516. Okay. And then yes. can I get your address, please?
550 Vilper, V-I-L-P-E-R, Avenue, Lindenwald, New Jersey, 08021.
No, is that a house?
Apartment 4502.
4502?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Let me just confirm I have that correct, have the address correct. I have 550 Bilper, B as in boy, I-L-P-E-R Avenue, apartment 4502, Les Lindenwald, New Jersey, 08021.
Correct.
Okay. Now, Jamira, now I'm going to ask you questions about when you were receiving the depot injections. Who administered the injections? Was it a doctor or maybe
yes.
one of the – or the staff of the doctor?
It was the gynecologist that I was receiving my injections from.
Okay, got it. Okay, and I'll ask for that person's information in just a moment. Okay, and then the next question is so you got the injection. The next question is how many times did you receive injections from this doctor? So you get them four times a year, once every 3 months, and you're mm-hmm. on it for about 3 years. So that's about 12 mm-hmm. injections, 12 or more injections. Am I calculating that correct?
Yes, because I was getting it once every 3 months, yeah.
Okay, all right. So the number of times the injured party was injected with Depo-Provera, that would have been 12 times, to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Jamira. All right, now the next question is, what is the name of the doctor that administered Depo-Provera?
Dr. Kenneth Colvin.
Kenneth Colvin.
I think that's how you pronounce his name.
Do you know how to spell his last name?
C-O-V-O-N-E.
Okay. C-O-L?
No, C-O-V.
C-O-V, okay. O-N-E?
Yeah.
I found them. Okay. I've got, is he in Sewell, New Jersey?
Stratford, New Jersey?
I have him. I have him in Sewell, S-E-W-E-L-L, New Jersey. Dr. Kenneth Covone, C-O-V-O-N. He's an OBGYN.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was seeing him in Stratford, though. I was seeing him at Jefferson.
I got it. Okay, I found it. Yes, he's familiar with yes, he's affiliated with Jefferson. Boy, I just skipped the name here. Bear with me here. It is the same doctor. Jefferson Stratford Hospital.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Bear with me here. Pardon the silence. What I'm actually doing is this since I found his information on the internet, I have to put this into the system here. Okay, so Jefferson Stratford Hospital, that's where you saw him and that's where you had the injections?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Bear with me here. So it's at, so my system asked for the address and phone number and so forth, so I'm just getting it from the internet. I can see the address is 18 Laurel Road East in Stratford.
Correct.
And I have a phone number from the internet. That's 856-346-6000.
I'm not sure off the top of my head.
Don't worry. I got it from the internet. Okay. And then, so was Dr. Kenneth Covone also the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera?
Correct.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And bear with me here. And where you got, and then where the prescription was made, that was also at the same hospital, Jefferson Stratford?
You said, say that one more time?
Where, when you got the prescription for Depo-Provera, that was also with Dr., I mean, we already know Dr. Kenneth Covone prescribed it and gave you the injections, but this was all at Jefferson Stratford?
Correct, yes.
Great, thank you. Bear with me here. Jefferson Stratford, the address and phone number. Okay. We're doing good. And so you never did the injections on your own, so you wouldn't have gotten the prescription through a pharmacy?
No.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, I never did on my own.
Thank you. All right. Okay. And then when you were diagnosed with a meningioma, what was the method that they used for the diagnosis? Did they have you do a CT scan? Did they do a CT scan on you, or was it an MRI, or did they have to do both?
They did both. They did a blood test, CT scan, and MRI.
Okay. I got it. And then do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma, the doctor that ordered the test and came back and said, confirmed that it was a meningioma? Do you know that name?
I have to look at my, 1 second, let me pull that information.
Yeah, sure. Oh, great. Thank you. I take it you do have medical records to confirm the diagnosis?
I have some stuff, like,
not all
when it happened, but I don't have, like everything on my phone.
That's okay. That's fine. But you have access to, like, my chart?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Alexandra Landon.
Alexandra Landon. Okay. And how do you spell Landon?
L-A-N-D-E-N.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I found her. She's a neurologist. And what medical facility did she work at, Dr. Alexandra Landon?
Was that Penn Medicine, I believe?
It was at Penn? Okay, great.
I believe it was Penn Medicine. Princeton, yeah.
Okay, let me see here. She's in Pennington, Jersey. Yeah, Penn Medicine. Is that so? That's where you got the you were tested and got the diagnosis. Penn Medicine, Princeton.
Yeah, Plainsboro, New Jersey.
Yes, yes. Okay, got it. Okay, great. Thank you. Let me do this. Dr. Alexandra Landon, she's your diagnosing doctor, and where you got diagnosed was Penn Medicine, Princeton Medical Center. Let me just pull that up. So I can get their address. Thank you. This stuff is very important for the law firm to get proof that you, we got to show proof to Depo-Provera that you got diagnosed with a meningioma. that opens the doors to getting compensated. So just to confirm, I did find the address for Penn Medicine Princeton Medical Center. Does this address sound familiar to you? 1 Plainsboro Road, Plainsboro Township, New Jersey?
Yes, it does.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Okay. All right. Bear with me here. A lot of copying and pasting here. Okay, 1 Plainsboro Road, copy, paste. And then the phone number I got from the internet, that's 609-853-7000. And again, this doctor's specialty is already, I can confirm, is a neurologist. That's the appropriate doctor. The next question, Jamira, is did you have a diagnosis of a cancer before meningioma?
No.
Okay.
The first time.
You're like, this is, yeah, never. Okay.
Yeah.
And then what type of treatment, when you were diagnosed with a meningioma, what type of treatment did you have to undergo?
You said, what do you mean? Like radiation and...
Yeah, when they did treat you, when they found that you have a meningioma, how did they treat that? Did they have to do radiation or chemo? Or did they just ask to have you come back in for every 3 months to see for how it's, you know, how it's progressing or if it's growing?
So I had a surgery and then I had radiation therapy.
Okay, radiation therapy and surgery. Okay. So they had to surgically remove a portion of the meningioma, and then radiation for the rest of it. Okay. And then, do you remember the name of the neurosurgeon that treated you? Or do you know the name of the, yeah, the name of the doctors that treated you, or doctor?
It was what's her, Alexandra?
It was Dr. Alexandra? Okay.
Yeah,
She was, not only did she diagnose you, but she also oversaw your treatment.
Correct.
Okay, got it. Okay, very good. Okay. And then where you got treated was the same place as where you got the diagnosis, Penn Medicine, Princeton Medical Center?
Correct.
Okay, got it. Okay, great. Just copy and paste this information then. Bear with me here. Paste phone number. Okay. And then looks like you were hospitalized for meningioma. That would have been the surgery. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Hospitalized for surgical treatment. And I, do you remember the dates that you were in the hospital or getting the surgery?
I don't remember the exact dates. I would have to find all this information. I don't have it on hand.
Don't worry, because remember I mentioned to you the law firm would request medical records. But this question... Yeah, go ahead. I was going to say it's actually designed to point the law firm in the right direction, like your best guess, like where to look, what dates to look for. I can start with remind you that we got diagnosed on August 15th, 2023. How much later from that date did your surgery occur?
Like a few weeks, I believe.
A few weeks? Okay, so... If it was August 15th, we can say like maybe late August is when you're in the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure. It's been so long.
How long were you in the hospital for, may I ask?
About a week or
so. About a week? Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
1 moment. So I'm going to put a note, hospitalized for approximately 1 week for surgical treatment. Okay, and then dates, we'll say since you got diagnosed August 15th and it took about a week for you to, from the date you got the diagnosis to getting in surgery, 7 days later, that'd be August 22nd. How long do you think you were in the hospital for?
I believe it's like a week or maybe a little over a week.
Okay. Hospitalized for... surgical treatment approximately 1 moment. I'm going to share with this these notes, okay? So for the question was, were you hospitalized for meningioma? And the answer is yes, because you were surgically treated for meningioma. And what we're estimating the date of your diagnosis being the middle of August, I put August 15th. And then if you're hospitalized for going into the hospital a week later, that would be about August 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And then and there's 31 days in August. 29 days in August. So I put I put hospitalized for approximately 7 to 10 days, sometime between late August and early September of 2022. Would that be fair?
That's, yeah.
Okay. That's fine. All right. And just to confirm, the surgery was to remove a portion of the meningioma. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And the radiation was after the surgery because they weren't able to get all, they wanted to make sure they got all of the meningioma. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I guess to prevent it from coming back from what they said.
Oh, you poor girl. I'm sorry you went through this.
Thank you, me too. I'm actually about to get off break pretty soon. How much longer?
We're almost done. And then, so the law firm does ask, I do need to ask you this question. So I do need to confirm that you did use Depo-Provera after January 1992 through present date. And I believe the answer is yes, because it was after 1992, because you started in 2020 and ended in 2023. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. The law firm does ask for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This is to ensure that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Who can I lose? And you said this is for emergency purposes?
Emergency contact, yeah.
I guess I could put my boyfriend down.
Okay. And then his name?
J-E-E-Z.
J-E?
Easy.
Okay, geez. And his last name?
De Jesus.
Is that D-E-J-E-S-U-S?
Mm-hmm.
Is it day, like, is it two words for De Jesus or just one word?
One.
Just one, okay. And does he capitalize the J?
I guess so. I don't know.
Okay, I just put G's, J-E-E-Z, and then last name De Jesus, D-E-J-E-S-U-S, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, and his phone number?
856-821-7965.
Okay, 856-821-7965?
Correct.
And do you know his email address by any chance?
No, I do not.
And do you know his address?
We live together.
You live together? Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Copy and paste that. Okay. Jamira, you do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. Our final step is to sign the legal agreement between you and the law firm. And then It might seem like you and I are done just after we finish the signing, but there is one final step. Sometime today or tomorrow, the law firm does want to confirm that you were diagnosed with a meningioma and that it is okay to request medical records. And that call should occur today or tomorrow at the latest. But the last step for you and I is just to sign the legal agreement. So in a few seconds, you're going to get a text message from me. and then I'll have the link to the documents. And then once we finish signing, you will be done. And don't forget the case verification call. I thank you for letting me help you get signed up. I know these were unfortunate circumstances that brought us together in the first place, but you're about to get justice from this law, with the assistance of this law firm. Justice meaning compensation for damages, as I mentioned to you. Okay. All right. So ordinarily, I confirm everything looks good. We've already confirmed you were diagnosed with a meningioma August 15th, 2022, date of birth February 14th, 1992. Used Depo-Provera for at least a year, had at least four injections. We got the approximate start dates and end dates for your injections. We've confirmed your name of your the spelling of your first and last name and your social, your email address, your phone number, the address, and we gathered all the information about medical information. Everything looks good. In a second, you're going to get a text message with a link. All you have to do is click on it, follow the yellow navigation buttons beginning with start. And when you hit the yellow finish, then we'll be done. And then I can text you my contact information for a follow-up if you need it. Have any questions?
Okay. What number is it coming from?
It's DocuSign. It should be like a five-digit code that instead of like a phone number.
Okay, it says done.
It's done? Okay, very good. All right, now the last step, let me just send you a text message with my contact information so you always know who was the person that helped you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit. And then it also will have the phone number to the law firm. So if you don't get a call from them by Monday, you have a direct phone number you could reach out to them, or you can call me and let me know, hey, John, they didn't call me to do the case verification yet. All right. Is there any questions I can answer for you?
How long does this whole process normally take?
That is a good question. That's most appropriate for a law firm. I can tell you, be patient, because we're talking about a pretty complex lawsuit. You're not alone, unfortunately. Thousands of Americans across the country have received Depo injections and were diagnosed with a meningioma like yourself. So the amount of compensation is unique to your circumstances. So it's going to take time, so be patient. That's why it's really important for you to hold on to the information that we got you signed up. You want to know the name of the law firm. I can't tell you how many people that I talked to, they signed up with a firm like 6 months earlier, and they don't remember the name of the law firm. And I don't want you to be that person. I want you to know the name of the law firm. So when you do talk to them, you could ask, like, how long do you think it'll take before you see a settlement? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
Okay. You're going to get that text from me in just a moment, and their phone number. Is there any other questions I can answer for you?
I think you've answered everything now.
Okay, good. If you have any questions, you know how to get in touch with me, because I'm sending you this text message, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. You have a good day. Be on the lookout for my text in about a minute or two, okay?
Okay, thank you. Have a great one yourself.
Same to you, Jamira. You take care. Bye.
Thank you.